Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
If it's being played, we're talking about it here.
Our in-depth coverage of everything high school sports continues.
This is Prep Sports Nation with Timmy and Lewis.
Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 929 The Game, for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore nation underscore on the X, the Twitters, or whatever you want to call it. All right, welcome to your weekly look into the world of high school sports here in the great state of GA. And of course, we are talking about essentially what has come to become Gainesville versus GHSA. The big story coming off of last Friday in the playoffs, Gainesville has 39 players suspended for their upcoming quarterfinals matchup against Langston Hughes. They appeal. GHSA then reinstates 4 of the 39. So then Gainesville files an injunction, and that a Hall County judge does move forward with the grants them the injunction, therefore reinstating those 35 players. GHSA then in turn files an appeal of their own, and then announced that they've postponed the game for Friday. So this thing has gotten even messier, and now if you're Langston Hughes, you're like, dang, now we're being dragged into this, because essentially what's going to happen for them is, once this game, if it does happen, the earliest it can happen is Monday. Maybe GHSA moves their game next week to Saturday to give them more time, but now you've created a shortened week of preparation for Langston Hughes, and they've done nothing wrong. I did reach out to head coach Andrico Hines, and again, I'll be honest with you, I didn't think about it until I got here, maybe about 20 minutes before the show. So hopefully he'll hit me back. If not, we'll see. I'm sure at some point someone will try to get him on, because this is now they're being dragged into this situation in a manner of which now how they prepare for, you know, a potential semifinal match is impacted if they were to win on Friday. But again, now that game's not even happening Friday. So love to hear from you. Love to hear your thoughts on it. 404-726-0929. Shouts out to Johnny of Atlanta, and then Corey of Griffin already checked in and shared their thoughts and comments. We'd love to hear from you as well. In the meantime, let's continue with the prep roundup, because didn't get a chance.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To finish that up, so again, I told you about flag football and Southwest DeKalb. Friday, checked out, you know, my kids' squad, Whitfield Academy. They were taking on Aquinas, and they got the win 48-21. Running back Mason Hollinsworth, unfortunately, suffered a broken ankle. He is done now for the postseason, but he did check this out before, and this is early in the game for the most part. I think it was still first half. Before he went down, he had already rushed for 130 yards and 2 touchdowns. Sophomore running back Amos Robinson picked it up right where he left off. He rushed for 112 and 2 touchdowns. And now Whitfield will take on Calvary Day in the quarterfinals. This is their first quarterfinals appearance in program history. So congratulations to them on that. But afterwards, here was Coach Robert Walsh about the historic program moment.
It's an unbelievable accomplishment. This is a special group, man. You know, when you're a coach, as long as I am, you realize when you got a special group, and that's what this is right here in front of us. I mean, that 0-6 record in the second round, let's go ahead and knock that out. We're 1-0, baby, this year. We're on to the quarterfinals and get to practice on Thanksgiving.
All right, let's talk about the game itself tonight. First two drives between the two of you all, you take your time, both of you, you both score. But then defensively, it seemed like you guys really turned things on. I think you ended up picking off their quarterback 3 times tonight. How important was it for you to, for that defensive side of the ball to perform the way they did tonight in this one?
We knew the game plan was make them be a drop back passing team. That's not what they want to do. We thought we could get him to throw it to us, and that's what happened. Coach Kruger does a really good job preparing our young men. He spends a lot of time on film. Our whole defensive staff, Kevin Bentley, Brad Hawkins, and Jaquan Henderson. I got a real blessing on that side of the ball having those four guys coach our guys up.
All right, we got to talk about the obvious. Mason goes down. Not sure if you know the extent of his injury yet. But before talking about his injury, how about Amos Robinson? You guys come in and you don't skip a beat. In the ground game with him coming in, just talk about how proud you are of his performance. He's only, what, sophomore, right?
Yeah. Coach Bell, our running backs coach, he does a really good job of rotating those guys about every 3 plays during practice. So Amos gets just as many reps as Mason does. So he was prepared for the moment. He didn't shy away from it. He did a really good job. He's a bowling ball, man. He's hard to tackle. And he's a different style runner, but it's fun to watch him run.
All right. Obviously, now you'll have to move on again without Mason, assuming that's going to be the case. With that being said, I know you want to get in the film room and just kind of check things out, but kind of what jumps out to you as far as things you want the guys to clean up moving forward now?
You know, just execution in a couple series offensively, and then defensively, we just had a couple lapses here and there where 10 got loose. We knew he was their best player, and we just allowed him to get free a little bit. So we got to clean some of that stuff up. I don't know what the score of the Calvary game is. I'm assuming they're winning. They're a really good football team, and they got a lot of good athletes. So we're going to have to step our game up defensively, especially in space.
All right, and again, that was head coach Robert Walsh, Whitfield Academy. And like he said, they'll take on Calvary Friday, first Thanksgiving practice in program history for them, so congratulations to them. All right, Saturday took in some hoops action. The Hawks annual Naismith Tip-Off Classic hosted over at Holy Innocence. And I got a chance to check out, well, I checked out both two of the defending champs on the girls' side, Creekside and Holy Innocence. But Creekside took on River Ridge, and they picked up a 69-63 win, improving to 3-0. Sydney Hunter finishing with 25 points. And here's head coach Akinia Ellis about what she's seen from the girls now that they've got the target on their back for the first time ever after winning their first state title last year. But what she's seen from the girls throughout these first few games of the season.
I'm seeing the girls really, like, come together and playing for each other. They're remembering, like, what's at stake. And we are the defending state championship. So just really them binding to that new identity of, hey, we belong, you know, and we're amongst some of the best teams in the state. And I'm looking forward to seeing, like, great basketball. Just in general, we're going to compete.
Awesome. And speaking of that, like you said, coming in as now defending state champs, when you guys got a chance to spend time together over the summer, you know, what did you notice about their mindset, understanding now that, like you said, that's who you are now. You are the ones with the target on your back.
I'll say I think the fear factor is gone. You know, like now it's like a weight lifted, like, oh, we did it, right? So now when they go out there, they're comfortable and they're ready to play some basketball. That's what I've noticed. The fear factor is gone.
All right, and that is head coach Akinia Ellis, Creekside Seminoles girls basketball. And like I said, also saw host Holy Innocence. They knocked off North Paulding 72-60 in that one. That was actually their first win. They were looking for their first win of the season, and they picked it up again, 72-60, the final in that one for Holy Innocence at the Hawks Naismith Tip-Off Classic. And then yesterday, took in some boys' hoops action as the Jarrett Cook Tip-Off Classic wrapped up with the finale last night, Tucker taking on host North Gwinnett, and it would be Tucker coming out on top in that one, 71-64. Your final, Jacoby Williams for Tucker, finishing with 26 points. Tucker moving to 6-1 on the season. That was their sixth straight win. Here's head coach James Hartree.
We still ain't where we think we should be with us being in fall leagues and summer leagues together, and we still trying to get out with big folks there. If I can get my big folks to roll, I think I might have a chance. But right now, we still trying to figure each other out. We're trying to figure out what's going on. We six games in now. And we happy where we're at. Seven games in, we happy with where we're at now. I'll take 7-1. And I think these guys, they're going to get better. We just got to keep working.
All right. And anything particular that I know you said, talked about the bigs rolling a little bit in the pick and roll, but what else are you kind of wanting to see something from the guys?
I want to see my bigs just, I got size. I got enough size to just say I'm going to dominate. I want us to be able to start to be able to just letting folks know that we the big team. And we've been a little long enough at Tucker, so we got size now. We want to do a little inside game. I'm old school. I'm scared of those three-point shots, but I love those shots in the paint.
Yeah. Good deal, Coach. Well, congrats to the start of the season. Good luck down the stretch.
Thank you, and thank you so much for what you do for high school basketball in this state. Thank you.
All right, man. Coach Hartree, man, I love that guy, man. You heard him. I'm old school, man. Let's stop all that shooting from way out there and get in the paint. Put some work. Put some body. Put some muscle on and put some work in. No. But congratulations to Tucker on that win last night. They'll be off. They'll be back in action after the holidays. They'll take on region rival St. Pius. All right, more of your calls to come and still to come here on the show. My conversation with Coach Johnny White, Douglas County Tigers football team. They're getting ready for their quarterfinals matchup with the Buford Wolves, a rematch from earlier in this season. So you'll hear that conversation with him. And again, if you want to chime in, 404-726-0929. We've been taking your calls in regards to this Gainesville injunction that they got in their favor, but now it has resulted in GHSA not only filing an appeal, but postponing the Gainesville-Langston Hughes matchup, which is scheduled for Friday. The earliest they may play, according to reports, is Monday. So 404-726-0929, taking your calls on that. And Coach Johnny White, Douglas County Tigers football, coming up on the other side. This is Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets, low prices, love the savings. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.